The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. You will remember that Slats and Dantro aboard the Alpha, heading back toward Planaria Rex, met with an inexplicable accident in space near the third quadrant. In the explosion, Dantro was injured and lost his memory. Immediately afterward, the ship was boarded by a robot who overcame Slats. The next thing he knew, Slats was on a strange planet where the only two human survivors told him it was a robot civilization.
Let me get this straight. This whole planet is ruled by machines?
It is as I told you. My daughter, Mira, and myself are all that remains of a once mighty race. My people built the first machines to serve us.
Oh, some service.
May I ask my daughter in? She can explain things better.
Oh, sure. I forgot she was next door.
Mira, come in.
I wondered what you two were doing for so long.
I was trying to explain to Slats. You don't mind if I call you that?
Everybody else does. Why not you?
Is that really your name?
Well, it has been for so long, I don't even remember what my name really is. Say, your father was telling me how come the robots took over. It sounds pretty rough.
Well, as long as we don't try to interfere, they leave us alone. They see that we are fed and clothed. And when we're ill, they care for us.
Well, things aren't so bad, then.
You don't know what you're saying. We're kept as my people once kept pets. It's horrible.
Can't you escape?
Don't you think we've tried? It's impossible. And besides, we wouldn't even know where to go.
We must go now.
Go where?
That's the signal for us to report back to our quarters. The machines must want us for something.
Well, never mind the machines. Stay here.
You don't understand, but then why should you? The machines must be obeyed. It is useless to oppose their will.
But you say they won't hurt you?
We live only because they wish it, but we cannot expect you to understand yet. Come, Mira.
Hey, wait a minute. What about my friend Dantro? I must go to him. Come back. Gone. Well, I'll find him myself. He must be nearby somewhere. The shape he was in. Well, they said something about medical robots taking care of him. If those machines hurt him, I'll throw a monkey wrench in the whole operation. Well, here I go exploring. Well, it doesn't look like much. Just a hall like any other. Wonder where it leads to. What's that noise? It's coming closer. Hey, whatever it is, it's coming this way. Looks like some kind of scooter or something. Hey, it's heading straight for me. Look out! Hey, that is close. Almost ran me over. Well, here's a door. Wonder what's in there. Nothing in here. Hey, wait a minute. What's that smell? Like a doctor's office. Maybe I better look around. Hey, there's Dantro. He's on the operating table. There are machines all around him. I wonder what they're up to. He's unconscious. I better get in there fast. No telling what those robots are up to. Maybe I can break that glass window with a chair and get him out of there. Hey, what's that?
You must not do that.
Why? Who said that? Where are you?
Right here.
Right here? There's no one here but me. Look, stop the games. Who are you?
You are looking at me.
I'm looking at a room, and there's nobody in it except Dantro and those medical robots, and they're inside. And that's where I'm going to be as soon as I can break that glass.
You must not break that glass. You must not interfere with me.
I got no time for games. Whoever you are, talk to me later.
I am in this room. I am what you see through that glass. I am the medical robot, and you must not stay here or try to interfere. Your companion was badly hurt. I am tending him.
You're tending to him? You mean this is all one big machine, this room, the one next door, and those machines that are around Dantro in there, all one machine?
Oh, now you begin to understand. But enough of this. Go back where you belong.
Let's get something straight. Say, do you have a name?
Machines do not have names. My number is L77.
Okay, L77. Now get this. That guy you got in there is my friend, and if he's hurt or in trouble, I'm sticking right here where I can see what's going on. I don't trust this whole setup.
You make it necessary for me to use force.
You don't scare me. I'm not like Dantro laying unconscious in there. Don't mess with me or you'll find a couple of your wheels missing. Hey, what's going on? Who's this? Another one of your robots?
This is your attendant.
I don't need any attendant. Just let me collect Dantro and get aboard the Alpha and leave this crazy place.
Go with him.
Now look, if that walking alarm clock lays a hand on me, I'll...
Do not try to resist. You will only wear yourself out.
Keep him away. Hey, let go! Come on! Let me go, will you?
You might as well stop struggling.
Okay. I know what I'm like. But let me warn you, L77, or whatever you call yourself. If you harm Dantro, I'll get a can opener and put you into so many pieces you'll look like a junkyard. Now, come on, Junior. Let's go.
Slat's fiery character certainly gets him into plenty of scrapes. What sort of treatment is L77 ministering Dantro? We'll be back in a moment. So, level up. When we left Slats, he was being shown back to his quarters by his attending robot. Slats was detected by robot L77 as he tried to find Dantro, who was being treated for a damaging head injury. We find Dantro as his medical treatment is completed.
Oh, what's happened? Slats, where are you? Slats?
Lie quietly. You must rest.
Who's that?
I am the medical robot.
Medical robot? What place is this?
You will find out in good time. But now you must rest until you recover from the operation. It will not take long.
Operation? What's happened to me? I remember now there was some sort of accident to the Alpha. Smoke. Then I remember something hitting me on the head.
When the scout robot brought you in, you were suffering from a severe concussion. It had affected your memory centers. I have repaired the damaged tissue.
Where's your master? I must talk to him.
On this planet, the machines are master. We learned long ago to run ourselves. When you are rested, you will be taken to one of the orientation robots. There you will learn what is proper for you to know. Until then, you will obey orders and rest.
And Slats, the man who is with me. What about him? Was he hurt? Is he here?
Your companion was not injured. He is all right and will see you very shortly. Now do as I say and rest.
Slats.
Yeah.
Have you seen your friend, Dantro?
Yeah, I saw him, and that's about all. Some robot that calls himself a medico, L77, I think he was, wouldn't let me get close to him.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't try to use force.
The heck I didn't. That's where I picked up Junior out there. Dantro was in some kind of operating room with a lot of machines. There was a glass panel. I wanted to break it in, and then that attendant character came in and carted me back
here. You must never do that again. I'm surprised they let you live.
Let me live? Are you kidding?
Why will you not understand? The robots run this world.
Oh.
My father and I and you and your friend mean nothing to them. They let us live only because they have some purpose we serve. That must be why they brought you two here. They must need you for some plan they have.
Uh-oh, here's Junior. Now, you keep away from me.
He wants you to go with him. He's just a machine following orders. If you should somehow destroy him, it wouldn't matter. There are thousands more to take his place.
Okay, I guess you're right. How about coming along?
They may not want me to.
There's only one way to find out. Come on.
Very well. But only if you promise not to try to do anything foolish. If something were to happen to me, my father would be left alone. and he needs me.
All right, I promise. Now come on before Junior gets any ideas. Hey, Dantro, am I glad to see you. Say, I'd like to have you meet Mira.
Hello, Dantro.
How do you do?
Dantro, how's your memory?
I'm fine, Slats.
Oh, good. Say, what do you think about all this?
Well, these robots are up to something. They have a reason for bringing us here and for taking care of me. Whatever that reason is, I'm sure of one thing. It's evil.
Dantro, too, seems to be of the same opinion as Mira, that the robots have some evil plan afoot. What can such a plan be? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. The Planet Man. Bye.